Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Welcome back. All right, today we are going to begin at Chapter 21, which is the second phase of our major program that we are working in. Phase 1 is we learned about the birth of Yishmael, in which Hagar was given to Avram as a wife, and then she fled from Avram out into the desert and met up with the angel and was sent back and gives birth to Yishmael. And we have the prophecy about what type of child Yishmael will grow up to be, this wild man whose hand is against everybody and everybody is against him. We spent a significant amount of time on that phase. Today we're going to begin phase 2, which is the expulsion of Yishmael. Now the expulsion of Yishmael itself has three parts to it, which you have here on your sheet. It's one chapter, chapter 21, in which we're going to learn about the actual birth of Yitzchak, and then how the two boys grow, and Yishmael is kicked out of the house. Phase 3, which will start probably in a couple months from now, as you can note by the amount of verses here, this is going to take us a while. Phase 3 will then be the binding of Isaac. After these two first stories that we're learning, I'm then going to lead into phase 3. So today we're going to begin phase 2, the expulsion of Yishmael, which in itself has three parts. Have I confused anybody yet? No? So far, so good?
So we have the birth of Yishmael, then we're going to have the expulsion, and then we're going to have
the binding of Isaac. Yes, you got it. Okay, now, a brief word of background, which we did yesterday for a full hour, last week, excuse me, for a full hour. I want to do just in 2 minutes to go over. So what happens in between our story 1 and story 2? Meaning at the end of our last long study session about the birth of Yishmael, where Hagar then returns to the home of Avraham and gives birth to this child called Yishmael. After that point, Hashem appears to Avraham again and promises him first the mitzvah of Bris Milah. He gives him the covenant of circumcision. And he tells Avraham that he's going to have a child with Sarah. And that was the first time, even though we've had many, many, many references that Avram will father a great nation, this was the first time where it was actually stated explicitly by God that you will not only have a child, but that it will be with your wife, Sarah. And Avraham's response is, he laughs. Avraham laughs. And he laughs and he falls on his face, and therefore the sages understand that his laughing is a laughter of joy, of faith, of gratitude. How can it be that I will be so old and have a child? So we mentioned that we're going to come back to this point many times, how the name Yitzchak, which means laughter, is affiliated with that word, litzachek, to laugh, and many other connotations throughout. Avraham gives a circumcision to himself, the Torah describes, at the age of 99, and to his son Yishmael, who at that point was 13 years old. Then we had the story of the three angels come to visit Avraham after his circumcision. He's recovering. The three angels come, and they again tell him, Sarah is going to have a child. This is not the first time he's heard it. He's heard it from God himself in the previous verses, and his response was one of laughter. Now the angels come, they tell him again, amongst the other things, that the city of Sodom is going to be destroyed. They come and they tell him that Sarah is going to have a child, Lamoed, at this time of year, the following year, she will have a child. Sarah hears from behind the tent, and her response?
She
also laughs. Except here the sages see in her laughter a different type of laughter than Abraham's laughter. She laughed out of disbelief or out of fear, as the verses described, whereas Avraham was laughing by falling on his face in gratitude and in prayer. But they both laugh at the news. Hashem rebukes Avraham and says, how come she's laughing? She said, I'm so old. They had the same basic responses, except hers was a different type of laughter. Then the Torah breaks our story with the destruction of Sodom, because that was the other message that the angels had come with. The Torah goes off into a whole discussion of Sodom, then we get into Lot, and then the angels come to visit him, and they pull him out, and the city's destroyed, and then he fathers two children with his daughters, and then Avraham runs to Abimelech, and then Sarah is taken as, Avraham says that she's my sister, because he's afraid that the people from the place are going to kill him, and then Hashem creates a affliction amongst all the people. None of them are able to have children. King Avimelech realizes that Sarah must really not be his sister, but his wife. Abraham prays for them. They are all healed. And then we get back to our story, which is continuing what we've really been discussing, leading up to the birth of Yitzchak. Right? 4-minute summary of what we did all of last week in an hour.
Okay.
So far, so good? Okay, that brings us up to where we are. So setting the stage, what we now have is Yishmael as 13, 14 years old. Avram and Sarah have now been promised twice, once Avram from Hashem himself, once from the angels, that they will now actually have a child. Sarah is already 89, Avram is 99, and they're told about their child. So, that was our summary. Now, on our sheets, what you notice, even though it's straight, it's 21 straight verses that we're going to be studying. I broke it up into three different sections. It's straight. In other words, when you read the Chumash, it's just one long chapter. There are no paragraph breaks in this. But I did that just for ourselves to be able to see what's going on in this story. What we're going to do is, as we've done in the past, today, hopefully maybe next week if you don't get through it all, is where we're going to tackle the text itself. That's why I don't give you a chumash. I don't want anybody cheating and looking at the commentaries or the notes. What you have in front of you is just the text. And we're going to go through, I hope to get through all three sections today. We'll do it quickly, but I want to throw out the questions. I want everyone to be familiar with the whole story. And then we're going to break it down in subsequent weeks. We're going to go through Rashi, we're going to go through the Ramban, and we'll read Rav Hirsch as well. To get the picture of this story. Okay, ready to go? Let's do it. Aleph. V'Hashem pokad es Sarah kasher omar. Hashem remembered Sarah as he had spoken. V'yas Hashem l'Sarah ka'asher diber. And Hashem did it to Sarah as he had spoken. Okay, questions, comments? Okay, this is there's a lot of wordy pasuk here. What's the objective, if you were to summarize, if someone asked you, hey, I heard you learned about chapter 21, verse 1, what happens in that verse? What would you say?
Hashem spoke to
remember Pharaoh. Right? Really, it's a lead up to verse 2.
It's like Hashem said he was
going to
do it, he went ahead and did it. He fulfilled his promise.
Right, so let's read this together with verse 2 in Pasuk Beis. Vatahar vatelet Sarah la Avraham ben Lizkunav. Sarah conceived and bore a son to Avram in his old age. La Moed, at the time, Asher Diberoso Elokim, which Hashem had spoken to him. So these two verses go together. The object of these two verses is verse 2. What actually happens is she conceives and bears a child in her old age at the exact time that Hashem had said it would take place, which he had said so twice, once to Avram directly, once through the angel when they come to visit Avram. So verse 1 is a wordy verse basically saying that Hashem had promised, and now he remembered Sarah as he had spoken, and he did to her as he had spoken. So a lot of verbs there.
What's pakad?
Excellent. Pakad is a very, for those who were at my class on Bamidbar, at the Tanakh series, a couple of weeks, we spoke about this word, pakad, because the book of Bamidbar is referred to by the sages as the book of Pikudim, the book of countings. The word pakad has several different uses in the Chumash. It's called, one of the parshios of the end of the book of Shmos is called Pikudei, which means an accounting of. It means Moshe took all the money that he gathered to build the tabernacle, and he accounted for every single shekel that came in. And the parsha begins, Eile Pukudei, these are the accountings that Moshe had for the money. Lifkod es b'nei Yisrael means to count. Not just to account for them, but to actually count them up. And here we see the word pakad meaning to remember, to take into account of, but to remember that which he had said. And we find that also Yosef says to his brothers, Hashem pakod yivkod eschem, God will surely remember you here in Egypt and will eventually come and redeem you. So the word pakad is used in terms of remembering, accounting, counting, all of those usages. And here is that. We'll have to talk about that. Right, this is the stage of questions. We're going to learn about the story, but we're going to raise a lot more questions than we're going to answer today. Okay, so we have Hashem remembering Sarah, and then he did to Sarah that which he had spoken. Now, did Hashem ever speak to Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No. All right. Hashem speaks to Avraham. Yeah. The angels speak to Avraham, and Sarah hears the angels speaking to Avraham. It seems clear, as we mentioned last week, that Avraham himself did not tell Sarah what Hashem had told him about them having a child together. This is me speaking, not any commentary. The reason why I think it seems clear to me is simply because of Sarah's reaction when she hears it from the angels a few verses later. Had Abraham told her that he had heard directly from Hashem that they are going to have a child, I don't know that she would have laughed in the same way that she did. Like, that wouldn't be so. I just heard that from God himself. But now it's like it seems like it's coming out of left field. She's just hearing it from these strangers passing by, these nomads getting a meal. So that's like a very strange kind of thing for them to say. Okay, so two, we did. She conceives, she bears the son to Avram in his old age. Notice it says, Bein Liz Kunav in his old age, and it doesn't say in her old age, which is a much greater miracle, because Avram had a child just 13 years before with Hagar. But that she is having a child, we learned the verse last week, the Torah is testifying, Chadal lihios l'sara orach kenashim. She no longer had the physical mechanisms to have a child. She's 89 years old. And yet the Torah describes the child as being in Avraham's old age at the exact time that had been set aside. Gimel 3. Vayikra Avram Hashem b'no hanolad lo, and Avram named his son, who had been born to him, Asher yolda lo Sarah, whom Sarah had born to him, Yitzchak. Questions, comments. Where did he get this name from? Did he make it up? Did he think that this was a good name? He thought about all the laughter? He was told, remember? You probably don't, because not all of you were here last week.
God told him to name his son Yitzchak? Or did one of the angels tell him?
I'm going to read to you from chapter 17. This is what I mentioned, that right after the story of the birth of Yishmael, Avraham is given the mitzvah of bris milah, of circumcision. Hashem then changes Sarah's name from Sarai to Sarah, and says, she will be the one to give you a child. Vayomer Avraham Elohim, Vayomer Elohim, Aval Sarah yishtecha yoledes lecha ben, Sarah will have a child, v'kara.
Due to technical difficulties, the rest of this class was not recorded. We truly apologize for this.